Hello and welcome everyone. I am Dario, I work for SUSE on virtualization, and in this talk I am going to share some of my thoughts about immutable operating systems and show you how it is being for me to be using one. I do not personally believe in self-introductory slides, so this is not one. But I need to at least tell you what I do with my computer in order to be able to tell you later in the talk how I managed to do that on an immutable OS. So here it is. I do some email, web, chats, and video calls. I do my development with or without the Open Build service. I use VMs, I play some games, I play with my 3D printer, and I occasionally may have to print or scan a document or two, or to edit some videos. And yes, I do all these things on an immutable operating system. So what does immutable mean? Well, it means that either you cannot, or that even if you can, you will have an hard time trying to modify the OS itself, like, for example, by installing some packages such as RPMs or DEBs. And yes, I'm serious about this, but you don't have to believe me. Go try and find out that, for example, on Silverblue, DNF is not even there, or that on MicroOS, Zipper is there, but only to let you know that you cannot use it. Actually, taking a step back, why does one want to use an OS like that? Well, because it's cleaner, more reliable, and a lot harder to break than traditional OSs, let's say. For example, when you have a lot of packages installed with complicated dependencies between them, it may happen that one package cannot be installed or updated because that would break another package. And this is even more frequent if you have external and unofficial repositories enabled. On the other hand, if you have fewer packages installed and no external repo, that is a lot less likely to occur. Now, what does fewer packages mean then? Well, for a desktop operating system, how about we install from packages only the base system and the bare minimum that is needed for our desktop environment to work? So, for example, on GNOME, nothing above GNOME shell. This leaves out applications for which we have to find a solution, that's for sure, and we will come to that later. But for now, think about this for a moment. If we do it, we are basically decoupling the OS and the applications themselves. As an example, let's consider OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, our rolling distribution. It's rolling, but largely thanks to the fact that we use OpenQA for testing, it's super stable and reliable. By the way, if you are interested in OpenQA, following the links in this slide, you can find some more detailed information about it. So, we were saying that Tumbleweed is rock solid thanks to OpenQA. Well, actually, what we can say is that the part of Tumbleweed that we test with OpenQA is rock solid. And we do test a lot, really. We test installation, we test basic functionalities, we test desktop environments, and we even test some applications. But we will never be able to test all the applications that you are going to use. Also, as soon as you add external repositories, like Pacman for OpenSUSE or RPM Fusion for Fedora, in order, for instance, to have proper video codecs, you are again